Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of the man who developed the polio vaccine. Dr. Jonas Salk, born in New York City in 1914, developed it at the height of a polio epidemic in the mid-1950s, at a time when parents were so worried about their children they kept them home from swimming pools in the summer. Dr. Jonas Salk discovered that a vaccine could be developed from a dead virus, which he tested on himself and his family and his staff to prove that it was safe. It was released to the public in 1955, and the number of people infected by polio went down from more than 10,000 a year to less than 100. It's the birthday of the poet John Hollander, born in New York City, 1929, whose poetry collection Types of Shape came out in 1969, a series of poems arranged on the page so that the words form pictures of things in the poem, such as a key, a cup, or a swan reflected in the water. 1919, on this day, Congress overrode President Wilson's veto and passed the Volstead Act, which provided for enforcement of the 18th Amendment to the Constitution prohibiting the sale of alcohol in America, a prohibition movement which had been led mostly by women who still had a hard time making a living on their own, and many of them had seen their lives ruined when their husbands squandered the money on alcohol. Prohibition probably was a failure in big cities where the law was not enforced, but in rural America, prohibition was quite effective. The death rate from cirrhosis of the liver fell by more than half, as did admissions to state mental hospitals. The 18th Amendment was the first ever passed to limit the rights of citizens, and it became the first to be repealed. And it was on this day in 1886 the Statue of Liberty was officially unveiled in New York Harbor. The sculptor, Frederic Auguste Bartholdi, was alone in the crown, waiting for the signal to drop the cloth, but he jumped the gun, and he dropped the cloth while the main speaker was still giving the big speech. And the lady stood revealed, and gunshots rang out from all the ships in the harbor, and the speaker stopped speaking. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats, The Wild Swans at Cool. The trees are in their autumn beauty, the woodland paths are dry. Under the October twilight, the water mirrors a still sky. Upon the brimming water, among the stones, are 59 swans. The 19th autumn has come upon me, since I first made my count. I saw, before I had well finished, all suddenly mount and scatter, wheeling in great broken rings upon their clamorous wings. I have looked upon those brilliant creatures, and now my heart is sore. All is changed since I, hearing at twilight, the first time on this shore, the bell beat of their wings above my head, trod with a lighter tread. Unwearied still, lover by lover, they paddle in the cold, companionable streams or climb the air. Their hearts have not grown old. Passion or conquest, wander where they will, attend upon them still. But now they drift on the still water, mysterious, beautiful. Among what rushes will they build, by what lake's edge or pool, delight men's eyes, when I awake some day to find they have flown away. The Wild Swans at Cool by William Butler Yeats, from his collected poems published by the Macmillan Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.